great song from Joe Stampley, The Poor Side of Town, from Kicker 1230. Good morning, 7:30 on a Wednesday morning, and unfortunately, this may be the last time we tell you that for quite some time. Sam Lawson along with Johnny O here, and let's go into a little bit more of the details about exactly what's happening.
Well, it was kind of quick, shall we say. We found out about it yesterday. They got a call from California, which is where the owner of the radio station is located. And really, basically, all that we know is the fact that he does not have any more money, basically, to put into the radio station. So, consequently, there are people that are looking at the station as far as buying it, but it's like everything else. It takes a little bit of time. So, consequently, payroll was not made, and a lot of folks are out of work. Just about as simple as that.
Including me.
Yeah, and I don't, like Joe Stamper says, poor side of town. I don't like poor side of town. Being hungry is something else. But anyway, hopefully that all will be put back together again, and KKER will again regain the air, but we cannot guarantee that. And a lot of people say, well, you know, that listen to Sam and Pam and say, oh, yeah, these guys are doing their thing again, I think. But no, this is for true. This is for fact. And like I said, we may get our little tails in a ringer for doing this, but we wanted to take an opportunity to come back for an hour, all of us who've been around here for a long, long time, and been in the market for in Spokane for a long, long time, just to say thank you to each and every one of you who have kind of dialed us in and tuned us in. The good Lord willing, the creeks don't rise too high. Hopefully we'll be back in the saddle again here. And like I said, a lot of folks have been calling, gosh, is there anything we can do? Well, there really isn't, unless you want to buy a radio station. But I suppose you could send a letter to the editor, or send cards and letters to the station or whatever. We'll try to get those into the back. And I guess really it's just a matter that, hey, you know, you're really sitting here, Sammy, listening to four folks that work on the radio. We're just working stiffs, and everything is here to go on the air as we are on the air right now, except when you get to a high level from a corporate standpoint, somebody looks at a piece of paper on the bottom line and says, you just can't do it anymore. So, you know, it's really, I guess it's the American story, or maybe the American tragedy might be a better way to put it.
Now, part of what's going on, of course, is that this radio station has been around for many, many years before any of us were here.
Definitely.
It has gone through several different format changes, and the radio station lost an incredible amount of money under the news talk format.
Definitely.
Things such as telephone bills, two-way radio gear, a lot of money was spent. Perhaps needlessly, but that's not really for us to say. The point is, right now, we're in a situation where we need some bucks just to make the payroll.
That's it, folks. So we're about 2.5-3 weeks down on that, and there just isn't any more to do that, and you can't expect people to work for nothing. Nobody can work for nothing. And it's a matter that, I don't know what you do, folks, and maybe those of you out there in kicker country have got an answer for us, because, like I said, you know, we show up 5-6 days a week, and we do our thing, and that's basically all we want to do, is try to bring you the best of the country and a little bit more, and put it together. And if you enjoy what we're doing and you like what we're doing, I don't know, maybe Spokane can take us under your wing or whatever. Maybe we'll become a donation station, I don't know, but whatever it is. But like I said, we're kind of putting it back out to you, and we wanted, so you'd, like Sam said in the beginning, we didn't want you to really have to read about it in the newspaper or hear about it on the other media. We, the folks that have been here for a while, we'd like to sit here and kind of tell you basically what it is. It just ran out of money, and hopefully we'll be back together again. That's about all we can say, Sam.
Ronnie Millsap, there's no getting over me. Kicker 1230 at 23 minutes before 8 o'clock on your way to work on a Wednesday morning. Unfortunately, this is our last day at work here at Kicker Radio. Sam and Pam.
Unless we get lucky.
Well, you know what, Pam? We're in a little bit of a financial situation here at Kicker Radio, where we are just flat going to be off the air for who knows how long, beginning at 8 o'clock. We have about 22 minutes left to broadcast to the city of Spokane this morning.
Yeah.
However, I have been on the phone with Big Red Thor.
Oh, yeah?
Over at the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Hilliard, L.A.
Yes, as we like to call it.
Manufacturers of Heine
Winery. Since we don't have a boss anymore, who cares? Really? We can say little L.A. now.
You know, no, I don't know whether I'd want to, you know, be owned by a winery or not, but
I wouldn't mind.
So if we can work out all the details with Big Red and Thor, not only will you be able to pick up a case of Heine wine at your favorite carryout, but
you can pick it up right here at the station.
We might even be stomping grapes here at the radio station.
Hey, and what could be better than to have somebody call and say, who owns your station? Say, Red Heine, man. Big Red Heine.
That's not funny, man.
And Thor.
This is serious.
Once was a little with the flow.
Keep on rolling with with the flow, and that's kind of what we're doing here this morning from KKER, Kicker Radio, at 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. Sam and Pam, our very last hour together with you here on the radio.
The last Sammy and Pammy double whammy, huh?
So to speak. Well, you know, I mean, even though the radio station is in kind of a serious financial situation to the point that we are just flat going to be off the air, and it's sad, you know, you got to kind of take it all with a little bit of...
levity?
Yeah, sort of. But, you know, it has been, I guess, unlucky.
Yeah.
And talk about bad luck. Last night,
yeah,
my smoke alarm caught fire.
Oh, Sammy. Oh, if you want to buy a station, folks, call in now.
326-1230.
We'll answer it.
Well, it does kind of make my brown eyes blue just a little bit. Crystal Gale from KKER, 16 minutes before 8 o'clock, 16 more minutes on the air together with you here this morning. And, well, let's go ahead and do one of the official duties of disc jockeys here this morning and read the weather for the last time. What the heck, right? Ready for this? Partly cloudy and cool today, increasing clouds tonight with a 40% chance of snow showers. And then warming up a little bit again tomorrow. High today near 38, low tonight 29, and currently 28 degrees at Kicker. I believe in you. Don Williams from KKER, and we do believe in you.
I believe in you too, Sammy.
You believe in me? That's probably where we went wrong here, Pam. It's 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, no, this is not a telethon, but this is our very last hour on the air from KKER Radio. A little bit of financial difficulty, evidently, is what
just
we were
told. Just a little, huh?
And they proved it to us by not paying us here yesterday, so we believed them. What I was wondering is if it's socially acceptable to go out drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Let's call Emily Post and find out.
Well... Gene Watson, drinking my way back home.
Yeah, I sobered up.
Drinking my way back home. Gene Watson, KKER, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning on your way to work. Sam and Pam, perhaps our very last show together, Pam.
Oh, perhaps.
Kind of sad.
Really? I think I was mad at you yesterday.
Well, I won't have to watch you put your makeup on anymore here at 6 o'clock.
Here we go.
On the road again. Just came.
Boy, I couldn't have said it any better myself. On the road again, Willie Nelson, KKER, very last broadcast here. We're going to be signing off the air. Well, hopefully not permanently, but we're going to be gone here in about 6.5 minutes. And even though Pam and I will not be on the air tomorrow morning, I want you to know that we will begin an all-out investigative effort to answer the intriguing question on everyone's mind these days. Where's the beef? Conway Twitty's Slow Hand at about 3.5 minutes before 8 o'clock, just wrapping up our last hour together here from KKER Radio. Johnny O.
Well, thank you, Sammy. I do want to say one thing before we kind of wrap here. And like we said, we're just kind of WKRP in it here as our last few minutes here on the air. I wanted to thank you and Pam and Ken Jacobson, Mike Taylor, Mike Ellis, Nathan Donahue, Leslie, all of the folks that through their energies and all of their hard work and all of your hard work, the job that has been done here at KKER. I appreciate it. It's been an exciting and a thrilling portion of my radio career. I don't know how much longer it's going to last, probably about 3 minutes or so. And I will say one thing to you folks out there that hopefully, the good Lord willing, we are going to be back on the air, but we're not sure. The owner ran out of money. It's as simple as that. We're here today to basically tell you what happened the best that we can, because really this is the side of the microphone that we work on. We pretty much have to take orders like all the rest of it. But it has been a pleasure and an honor to work with you, Sam and Pam and all of the folks out there. It's just really, there's not an awful lot more to say, and I've got to give this microphone back to the little lady, your cohort in crime, because I know, and hopefully, like I said, we keep our fingers crossed, and maybe the Pam and Sam show will be back with us here real shortly. Pammy, I know you've got something very wise and wonderful to say to your cohort.
Uh-oh.
Picking on him to the last.
Well, I got out of the aerobics again today.
Really? I mean, what other station in town takes its listeners on a free, all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii?
That's right. Maybe that's what happened to the budget around here. We spent too much money yesterday.
Really? All that suntan lotion you were using.
Well, Pam, what can I say? Coming up next, silence.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not by popular demand, but...
Uh-uh. If anybody seriously knows anybody who would like to buy this place, it could seriously...
make you rich.
Yeah, actually.
It
Radio stations can make good money.